Aurelia Matters welcomes letters to the editor, dave@aureliamatters.com. The following letter is in response to recent freedom demonstrations throughout Canada. Some Christians could quote to you the first verse in the Bible. More can say the parallel, opening verse of John's Gospel. But how many Canadians have memorized the beginning sentence of our Constitution Act of 1982? Why should you care? Because for months now, many have quoted part of it, the rule of law, and lately others have been proclaiming another portion, freedom. And both skip the first, most important, words in silent muteness. Our Canada's Constitution begins with, Part 1, Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms. This opens with a preamble. That makes this preamble the basis, the foundation, of our whole Constitution. It says, whereas Canada is founded upon principles that recognize the sovereignty of God and the rule of law. Then follows the guarantee of rights and freedoms. Understanding this explains why we lack peace in our land. The first thing we do is confess the sovereignty of God. Thus we enter into, we put ourselves in, a voluntary covenant relationship with God. In Leviticus chapter 26, God tells Israel that if they keep the covenant he made with them, I will grant peace in the land. But he warns them that if they rebel and reject, he will punish them 7 times. Still rebel, 7 times more, 49 times. Continued rejection, another 7 times, 343 times. Ongoing disobedience, a final 7 times, 2,401 times. The reason we have so much turmoil is simple. We skip the sovereignty of God. We break the covenant we initiated ourselves, 40 years ago. And God is beginning to withdraw peace from our country, to get our attention. Next week, March 2nd is Ash Wednesday. The beginning of Lent, 40 days of fasting and repentance preparing for Easter. Let us pray each day, for peace in our nation. One day for each year of Canada's covenant, in which we acknowledge God's dominion as our bedrock relationship. Ralph Wood Aurelia.